This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Matthew Berry had a bunch of nuggets from the Combine. Matthew Berry, former fantasy expert for ESPN, now NBC Sports. We'll get to those at the top of the hour. He's got a ton of stuff, man, including a couple Texans-related things. Completely unsubstantiated rumors that he declares as unsubstantiated at the outset.
But I like that he heard... I like that he said that thing that I hate the most, which is that he heard the same rumors from multiple different people, which, as you guys remember from the way I hated the Astros reporting during the being better than everybody else scandal, yeah, that's the way rumors work.
That's how
it doesn't mean
started.
It's true.
Started yeah, by the just, jealous people, yeah.
Just because you hear rumors, like the same rumor from multiple different people, doesn't mean it's true. That's just how rumors work. They spread like wildfire.
I know, they're
like,
awesome. Yeah. All right.
What's the old saying? A lie spreads halfway out around the earth before the truth can get out of bed. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I've never
heard
that before.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a Winston Churchill joint or something.
Okay. I like that. All right. Mock draft injection time. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We've done at least one of his mock drafts during this process. He does a nice job for CBSSports.com. And I think Seth and I are efforting to make these mock drafts spicy because you can't just do Tyler Booker every single time. I just got a little audio to go with it, but this one is different, Seth. I have yet to see this particular player mocked to the Houston Texans, and I'm very anxious to see what you think of this, based on positional need, if nothing else. With the 25th overall pick in the Ryan Wilson CBSSports.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Walter Nolan, defensive lineman, Ole Miss, who is, he's a consensus first rounder, but this is the first I've seen of him going to the Houston Texans. 6'4". 296.
I don't have his combine stats in front of him, but I know that I feel like he's, I think people have thought that he wasn't necessarily that athletic. Mm-hmm. He had the second highest athletic score, or the combine score at the combined combine score amongst defensive tackles at the combine. So the thing I like about Walter Nolan, he has that trait which I love the most in a player, which it looks like he hates offensive linemen. Okay. Do you have a deep and in your soul hatred of offensive linemen? And I think he might, because he's very explosive when he gets into guys, like when he tackles or when he's pass rushing or playing against the run. There's an appetite for violence there that I think D'Amico Ryans will appreciate.
Here's what Ryan Wilson says about him: this defensive line class is incredibly deep, and in previous years, Walter Nolan probably goes off the board a little higher than this. Either way, he explodes off the ball while also being strong as an ox. At 6'4", 296, he won't be mistaken for, say, Dexter Lawrence, but don't be fooled. He plays stout against double teams and is quick to get off blocks and get off the ball. So it sounds like what he's saying there, he won't be mistaken for Dexter Lawrence, is strictly based on his size.
His size, right. Yeah. He's like a 295, 300-pound guy. He's not a big guy whatsoever. So then that's where the question of, all right, is he really gifted athletically enough to be a 295-pound defensive tackle? I don't think that D'Amico, as much as we hear about D'Amico wanting a certain type of defensive tackle, I don't think he really has a size preference as much as he just wants guys who want to break glass.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Eric Armstead isn't he's not a thick guy, but he's really tall. He's a big-framed guy. And we know that the Texans wanted Eric Armstead last year, who had been with D'Amico in San Francisco.
Yep.
So I think there is something that intrigues D'Amico with bigger guys, like maybe a 315 or 325 pounder. But this, he could do some good stuff in D'Amico's team.
Oh, yeah.
I think when it comes to really stopping the run, though, when you got to really load up and stop the run in critical and crucial situations, you still want a Hoss next to him. Maybe Tim Settle is that guy and develops into that guy. But I'd be excited about Walter Nolan just because of the style of play.
I think in general, take any name out of it. If they're taking a defensive lineman with a 25th overall pick, I think based on what we've seen with D'Amico Ryans in terms of getting the most out of guys at that position, the evaluation of guys at that position, like the day, and I'm talking evaluation at every level, not just draft evaluation, but that they brought in guys like Mario Edwards, Foley Fatakasi, Tim Settle, who I thought overachieved what their production had, overachieved what they had been previously at previous stops in their career. I think between the coaching, the development, the evaluation, I feel whatever, if they draft a defensive lineman at 25, I'm going to feel pretty good about it just based on how this regime in 2 years has handled the defensive line.
Oh, wow. I'm watching this play on a wham block. Oh, yeah. He hates offensive linemen. Oh, yeah.
Have you found a new friend?
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk to him about how much they suck.
Yeah.
Offensive linemen.
Hey, when did this deep-seated hatred for offensive linemen get rooted in you like this? Was it always this way, or was there a
I think
moment?
It's a little bit of a... I think it was because there were a lot of... scouts that projected me to be an offensive lineman.
Okay.
They were, because I was from a smaller school.
Yeah.
Athletically, I would have been really good as a guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had grown up playing offensive line or played offensive line in college, I probably would have gotten drafted higher.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always a part of me that was like, what, you don't think I can play defensive tackle?
Right.
You think I'm one of those fat, lazy slobs? No, screw you. And screw all of
them.
That's great, man. I don't want to join your club.
Yeah. Your club.
You think I'm one of them?
Right.
Yeah, it developed in me as people were skeptical of me being a defensive tackle in the NFL. That I thought that I would look at these offensive guards that got drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you were too soft to play defensive line, weren't you?
Ha.
Go die.
You think you'd have played 10 years on the offensive line?
I don't know. No, I don't think I had the right mentality for it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm too hot-blooded, I think.
Yeah, which is good for defensive linemen.
Right. I also I like to play with a little bit of a forward lean, mm-hmm. and always be going somewhere,
yep.
or doing it. Like, yeah, I don't think I would have necessarily been all that good. Plus, I don't know if I would have made it because the first 2 years I was in the league, I had an undiagnosed partially torn patellar tendon.
Jeez.
Which I could get away with as a defensive lineman. But as an offensive lineman, it would have been really hard to play with proper technique.
You and Yordan, man. You and Yordan with those undiagnosed torn patellar tendons.
That sucked, man.
Oof.
Because they thought it was just tendon. They thought it was just tendonitis.
Yeah.
So I felt like a wimp the entire time. Like I couldn't fight my way through.
Did
tendonitis.
You just finally be like, we got to look at this thing, man? This
they had to do away. Surgery on. I went on IR with a shoulder injury, so I went and got like a third opinion. Because the first two doctors, the team doctor and my second opinion, said it's tendonitis. Just put some ice on it. So I went and got a third, and he said, you know what? We'll go in and take a look at it. And he's like, oh, yeah, it turns out 2/3 of your patellar tendon was torn off the patella.
Dude, so
we
that,
just didn't show up in the MRIs. It just looked like swelling or something.
That shoulder injury actually ended up being, I won't say a good thing, because you probably still deal with shoulder pain today, but like you would have gone longer without them finding that.
Yeah, I would have suffered with it for a long time. I had it at the combine. I was going through, you have to do like the Cybex test at the combine where they test your leg strength and everything. And I was such a meathead that I woke up in the morning squatting that I had freakishly strong legs. So even my left leg, which was still the one with the partially torn patellar tendon, it was way weaker than my right leg, but it was still way stronger than most other guys at the combine. God. So I got away with it for a couple years.
That's wild. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So Walter Nolan, Seth found a new friend in this mock draft. I like it. You like this guy. He's violent.
I like the hatred I sense in him.
Yes.
They can bring him over. I'm Emperor Palpatine.
Palpatine of defensive linemen. Come to me, Nolan. You need to show up at training camp if they draft him with a big hoodie on, sticking your hand out and shooting lightning out of it. That would be badass. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're heading into the 8 o'clock hour. All right, rumors and nuggets, including two Texans-related ones from Matthew Berry at the Combine this past week. There is some good NFL stuff to sink our teeth into in this segment, and we will do that coming up next.